Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got no hatred for Josh Snead today because the Bengals aren't any good this year. So I hate the Ravens and actually the Steelers are sliding a little bit themselves. But good to see you again, bud.
Hey, friends.
You brought a friend with you? Well,
it's
a new comedy friend for
right,
you, right?
Yeah, let's not go too
it's
fast.
It's Salmon, right?
It is.
Jason
yes,
Salmon. We got
it's
that
spelled
right.
Like
it's spelled
salmon.
Like salmon. Yeah. Yeah. We just pretend we're fancy.
Yeah. Exactly. Funnybone.com to see Josh and Jason
this
weekend.
They're here through Sunday.
Through Sunday.
I was a little hesitant to bring him in because this guy right here, he's I'm going to talk him up real quick.
All right, do that.
He had a new album come out this year.
What's
which went all the way up to number one on iTunes.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's called Force of Nurture.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't tell you could plug it yet.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I thought we were working again.
He's also, you've seen him on so many commercials.
Yeah, but, explain one to me. I want to say look familiar, but I need the commercial first.
He is one of the two Napa guys on the Napa Auto Parts Store commercials.
Oh, the guys are talking.
Yeah. Well, so the other guy doesn't talk, right?
No, he just sort of hides behind the.
What's your line?
Like the Wilson.
What's your line in that one?
What's going on?
I'm always yelling at him. Well, there's the one where somebody comes in with a car noise, and we just repeat the car noise over and over and over. That's the
I know I've seen him. Yeah. I know I've seen him. Okay, cool.
And I was hesitant to bring him in because all three of you guys look like the kind of guy who would go into a Napa auto parts store just to talk to the dude behind the counter.
Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing about this, we're the exact opposite. We look like. Like that,
know,
but
I
we're
know.
Not car guys.
You know what? That I have the same problem.
Yeah, and people think you now you work. Do they think you know everything about
it? Oh yeah,
it?
And
you
yeah.
know nothing. You know nothing.
Not zero things.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that you look like a guy that works at a Napa auto parts store.
Do.
Well, you're just like a regular dude. That's what I mean. That's regular.
It's
dude.
On my resume. I look like before I got the commercial.
And like the one I'm the credit I'm jealous of is that he's a voice in the new Red Dead Redemption
yeah.
video game. That's like the greatest video game of all time.
Yeah. What's the voice?
That's what I've heard.
What's the voice?
It's Tom. It's
what
dude,
do you say?
I'd yell about him killing my wife or not killing my wife, depending on your choice.
How do you get that gig?
Yeah.
I would think that.
And how many different lines do you have to deliver?
A bunch.
Really?
Every scenario. Why'd you kill my wife? Thanks for not killing my wife. I mean, it was just every possible scenario.
How'd you get that gig?
I went in and auditioned for it.
Oh, really?
And basically the audition was this vague because they don't want you to know what it's for.
Right.
So it's this vague, just angry Southern person yelling at people.
But they told you it was at least, they told you it was only audio,
right.
though, or was it?
They said it was for a video game.
Got it.
Red Dead Redemption was probably a secret at the time, wasn't it?
I think they're
still in development.
I don't even know. I can't even tell you what their code name was. Probably, I signed so much. My first audition, I had to sign so many non-disclosures. It took twice as long as auditioning.
Yeah, you're probably violating one now.
I know. I probably am. I will be shot.
Dude, is there a bunch of 14-year-old boys loving you now? I know adults play that game, but my son's 14, so I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
People love the video games.
I play so many video games.
Did you recognize his voice?
I haven't yet. I don't know if I've got that far in the story yet, honestly.
I've seen him play video games. He's probably not that
Yeah, far. I may not make it that far.
But you're also hesitant to bring him in because he's obviously a funny guy, right?
He's super, super funny.
All right, so good.
So
double,
that's the
good
plug,
build
that's
this
the plug for this whole show. Come out and see Jason Salmon feature at the Funny Bone.
That's right.
For Josh Snead.
You've heard him.
I'll be there.
On
see
Red
me.
Dead Redemption.
Right in the middle.
Is that part of your intro?
Red Dead Redemption.
You've heard it.
It should be now. Yeah,
I'm serious. That's the best game I've ever played.
Yeah,
I did a show for families recently, and that I was like, you have to say that because they're not going to like any other credit. There's like there were like teenagers. In
I
the
like
audience.
The Napa guy thing.
Right,
I like that
because you're an adult who needs his car fixed.
Exactly.
Of course, I sent you Jason's Napa commercial. I found it.
Do you recognize it? I'm sure we see it all the time, but now I got to place a face to that.
Is there more than one? The one
there are. There are.
It's just the dad and the daughter.
Yes, yeah, talking that's to the you most and... recent one, yes.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of that, Colleen, now that you're here,
yes.
It took. We all figured this out individually, but we never talked to each other about it. That's Chell on the our buddy Chell, the comedian, in the Midwest commercial about
corn herbicide.
Have you
yes.
seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Chell yelling from the porch.
Yeah, it is.
There's weeds out in the field laughing at him, and then Chell gets up and he yells the whatever the product is at the weeds, and the lady that plays his wife or significant other goes, well, that shut him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is a little snippet Chell. Of Chell.
It's Chell,
it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. All right, cool. Craig Evans in the house. We're in the middle of, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, H.W. Bush died about 4 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And the funeral's today. And Craig has a Deadpool. I'm sure Josh is familiar with Craig's Deadpool
I am
every year.
Familiar.
Well, this was a defensive pick, obviously, because well over 600 people had a Bush on their Deadpool. And we're almost towards the end of the list. He's been reading them off all week.
Probably about two-thirds of the participants.
These are screen names, by the way, so that's why they sound stupid when you guys first hear these.
Some of the players that, some of the 619 players that had George H.W. Bush include, but are not limited to, Uranus Juice. All right. Just if you have not listened to the show before, Uranus Juice is not that guy's Christian name.
No, not at all.
Not born Uranus Juice.
He's Native American.
Yeah, that's it.
Urectum killed him, got a hit. Urethra.
Urectum.
I'm sorry, Urethra Franklin gets a hit.
That's a funny name. Urethra Franklin.
That's a good one.
As does your mom's pipe layer.
Seems like an aggressive player.
Yeah.
Used to work for a living, gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Vajayjay Decay.
Yeah.
Vault Girl gets a hit. Von Bender gets a hit. Waffle Fries in Wichita gets a hit.
All right.
As does Walk Bitches.
Oh, that's us.
We had Curly Fries.
Oh, we had Curly Fries. Okay.
We had Curly Fries.
In Wichita, right?
Short and Curly Fries. Walmart Crop Duster gets a hit.
Isn't that everybody at Walmart? I like that's a great name. Walmart Crop Duster's a great name.
Wash Daddy's Privates gets a hit.
I don't want to know about that guy. I don't want to meet that guy.
No.
But you will.
I know I will.
Yeah.
Well, one of the jokes,
come up to you.
One of the jokes of these shows is we meet the people in person somewhere. They'll walk up behind you. And what's
always behind you.
Yeah.
They always walk
it always
up behind you.
Well, that last
what
one
was the name? Yeah. A couple years ago at a softball game, the guy walked up behind me. Hey, I'm something, something. And it was a pretty graphic name.
Hey, I'm tickling your butt.
I think it was.
And then, oh,
and then he told
you?
Me, and then he told me the dead, and then he told me the Deadpool name. I forget what it was. It was something harsh as hell. And I turned around laughing. Yeah. I go, oh, my God, that's you. What's up? We're talking. And it's at a girls' softball game. Yeah.
You guys, you won't even be at the club, and I'll seat somebody, and
they'll
go,
tell you who they
hey,
are.
Colleen, I loved hearing you on with Todd and Tyler. Right. I'm so, and they'll give me
their Deadpool name,
Deadpool and I'll go, okay, right. You're gross.
Yeah.
I get a little hand sanitizer out and walk away.
Oh, yeah, the names are always gross.
Oh, one time a couple of years ago, we were at the baseball game in Wichita.
This
we're,
in Wichita,
we're
yeah.
walking out, and a yeah. guy comes running up, hey, guys, I love the show. I'm Four Bogey Dump. And they lead with that. They don't, my name's not Jim, Ed, what it's, they lead with, hi, I'm Four Bogey
and
Dump.
And a lot of these names are, most of these names have something to do with the show. They came out of the show somehow. And actually, you guys were talking about golfing on the air years ago. I was taking a poop during a golf match, watching it on TV, and some dude had four bogeys in a row, and I missed it. He was leading.
You
remember
missed
that?
All of it.
And I called it a four bogey dump, and that guy, we met that guy. That's his name.
There it is.
Dustin Johnson?
Yeah. Now, it was been a while back. But
British Open a couple
yeah,
of years back.
Yeah, yeah, four bogey dump.
Jordan Spieth.
Who else is left?
WDJP gets a hit. Who did Jesus pick?
All right.
That's actually really funny.
It is funny. Oh, yeah. It's totally funny.
Jesus is
you know
picked.
What? Yeah. Practical.
That's my favorite one so far.
Oh, it's going to be a new T-shirt.
Yeah.
Weinstein's ficus gets a hit.
Oh. That is a worn down human.
Yeah.
We met at the laundromat gets a hit.
Yeah.
West Side Frosting Container gets a hit.
That's a no. That's a local high school, and some kid put semen in a frosting in a home ec class about 5 years ago, and that won't go away. And that high school is really happy about that.
What happened gets a hit. Why'd you put lettuce on here gets a hit. Mm-hmm. And Whittle Diddle in the Middle gets a hit.
Are you almost done with Bush?
No.
No.
Say a lot of people.
We got the A's and B's and C's.
Oh my God!
The, X, we have that much to Z's. Go.
That's well over 600.
Less than a page.
And we also lost one of the British Bulldogs. You know,
yeah, Dynamite Kid.
There you go. You're a wrestling fan. That's right. Yeah, Dynamite Kid died, and 30 people had him. 30 people had him.
I can't put out the names of everybody who's in this, but we have a fantasy football league that's dedicated to a wrestler who passed away.
Okay.
Called the Canyon Cup, Chris Canyon.
Okay.
And it consists of friends of mine from college. And,
not Christy Canyon?
Not Christy Canyon.
The old porn
star.
Is
she still around? I don't know.
I don't know. She ain't done any work anymore.
I'll look her
I
up.
I hope not. No. Good Lord.
She's gotta be,
she could not have aged well.
No, she's got to be pushing 60.
There's a niche.
Yeah. yes, there is.
Yeah, she could get worse.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She's only 52.
She's got, yeah.
50,
yeah,
how many 52-year-olds doing porn, though? At least not chicks. You'll see the 52-year-old dude still getting some action. Good for them.
But go ahead. So, whenever a celebrity dies, we have a text thread that spawned as a result of this fantasy football league that is active 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a celebrity dies, we have this terrible joke of hashtag RIP, whatever their name is.
Right.
And then we post a picture that's not that person.
Oh, I got it.
But that kind of sounds like that person.
Oh, that's a funny. It's probably pretty funny.
Oh, it's really funny.
Well, the horrible Deadpool thing I remember years ago. I'm crazy for doing the Deadpool on a show for years. By the way, you can sign up for the new year because the season never ends. It's just a brand new year after that.
It's like NASCAR.
Exactly, basically. And there was a guy that called that lives in a smaller town outside of Omaha somewhere. And small enough where people know the people in town. And him and his buddies had Deadpool of people in town. Not famous.
Really?
Just people they knew.
Wow.
Like people in the nursing home. I heard of one. Martha's might be sick. They picked people in their town.
Yeah. That's a bold move.
That is a bold move.
Places where they don't really honor the HIPAA thing. You could probably slip the local doctor $20 and he'll give you a tip.
Yeah. How's Mrs. Johnson done? Not good.
They were close
the doctor
to
might
that.
Be in the Deadpool.
Yeah. Weren't they close to that field?
Close to what?
The
doctor
field. Were they in the medical field?
I think you're right.
Maybe.
Oh, really?
They may have been.
Well, Craig thinks they were EMTs.
Oh, yeah.
Which is makes
I wasn't going to say that out loud.
We never said that. Well, you wrote it down. I said it.
You didn't, Craig. So well, we
never mentioned the town, and that story is 5-6 years ago. So
maybe more.
Yeah.
Maybe probably more.
Maybe more.
Wow.
Yeah. But we have a rule on this show, Josh. If you guys ever become big and famous,
oh God,
that you can't be on the Deadpool because you're friends. Well, Jason's really? A brand new friend, but we've known you a long time.
So who,
well, Jason could be on probably for about another year.
So who?
But once you get to know Jason better,
what comics have you seen that you knew
well, Ralphie
before
May,
the list and
we,
now are
Ralphie
on
May. Those. Ralphie May was a friend of the show
but
before he died.
He wouldn't be on
and
the
we
list.
Would, and we just feel bad about putting guys we know that are probably going to die on the list, which would have been Ralphie May. And we all knew Ralphie was in bad shape. But when we met Ralphie years, and we said, look, Ralphie's a friend of the show. You can't put him on the Deadpool list, or people would have had him.
And we couldn't put Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat, because Jay had a death wish anyways. That would have been unfair.
Or Greg Giraldo.
Giraldo. We didn't know Giraldo that well. Actually, we didn't know Giraldo at all. We never met him, so you probably could have had him, but nobody knew that.
Or Hedberg.
Hedberg, we didn't meet. We never met Hedberg.
Because we were just about to, I think.
Patrice O'Neill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't we lose Hedberg?
Patrice on the show with
a couple
us,
weeks he? Before he was supposed he to once. Come here.
He did. He had canceled.
But they
on
were in
me.
France. They could have been on the list.
Three
true.
Times.
Yeah. But yeah, we missed
but
Hedberg.
But you have a list?
We don't have a list. Craig does. I don't like the karma.
I don't either. I wouldn't either, honestly.
But you know, it's funny because we host a list and we get a lot of hits and it's a big part of the show. So that's the karma already. But I don't play the game because I just don't have time. I just don't want to sit down and write dead people.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny?
There's like 700. How many
you
people
only write down live people?
How many people? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Craig's
got
line
a
is
living pool.
Craig, give me your line.
My line. See, people say that we are, you know, Deadpool ghouls.
And by the way, I love it because
that we are hoping for people to die. And I say that is not true. I want everyone to live forever. They are not going to, I may as well have them on my list.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dan Patrick.
You're
Dan,
basically the EMT of Deadpool.
Dan Patrick used to say, he's listed as day-to-day. but aren't we all?
Yeah.
On SportsCenter.
Yeah, you did say that, right?
I got an Excel spreadsheet in front of me.
That is
one of our players dropped off. I mean,
it's hardcore.
This guy's probably more into it than your average Deadpool
player.
It
goes by age and affliction.
But look how many pages.
When can we see this on DraftKings?
You can see that.
He puts just as much work into this as somebody who's doing a fantasy football draft. But it's the name, what they do, and various categories.
Yeah,
old right. as or
odds against.
If they have dementia, if they have cancer.
You know what's funny though? Wow. You guys should appreciate this. Is that sure. whenever I see a celebrity that I thought was passed,
we do it all the time.
I immediately think of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And think like I would draft this person because I already thought they were best.
Well, Ken Berry just died last week and three weeks. I thought Ken Berry was dead.
I saw some commercial for a country Christmas program and they're like, and Tony Bennett. I was like, I thought he died.
He didn't he's still kicking, man.
He didn't die, he just paired with Gaga.
When Roy Clark died a couple of weeks ago.
Forgot he was alive.
Old hee-haw guy. I didn't remember. You could have told me he died 8 years ago, and I would have believed you.
Yeah. Case. So 30 people had the British Bulldog. We'll finish up those names later on this morning, obviously.
Yep. Yeah, we might get them all in before the end of the week.
Yeah.
I'd say if you just keep track of this dude
who made the
spreadsheet, if he dies, you know karma's coming.
Yeah.
So then you just like...
That
Start
guy's pretty crazy,
right.
man. That's Eat a Burger and Die. His name is Eat a Burger and Die.
Yeah.
Oh wow. He's got two names. Eat a Burger and Die.
Insane,
and what's
right?
Yakety Schmackety.
Yakety Schmackety and Eat a Burger and Die. That's the same dude.
I like how for the people...
By the way, it's 10 names. Our list, by the way, is you pick 10 names. You can put some alternates on there in case something happens. But 10 names, and then the most we've ever had is a guy pick, what, 7 out of 10 in
we've
one year?
Like three times we've had 7 out of 10 hits.
Really?
In
1 year.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. In one calendar year.
I love that for the people who don't have a disease or something, he just puts old AF.
Yeah, old. And some people are on there that necessarily don't have a disease, but he calls them life's little tragedies. That means they party too much.
Well, they're just people to keep an eye on.
Hear about drug use, partying too much.
People that lead a reckless lifestyle.
Right.
Get a nod.
Yeah.
They get a mention.
I like how some of them say, dying question mark.
Yeah, like, yeah. He hears stuff.
He just looks like he could be dying.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You hear things.
And
you're not sure if it's true. So you got to throw them in there. Maybe. Look into this person.
Right, just in case.
And if guys announce their disease after the new year, the list are already in. So if they die in that calendar year, a lot of people don't have them. It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah, you got to submit your list before midnight New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Get on there now, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Right. Your 2019
pre-register.
Deadpool's got to be in and official and all wrapped up by midnight New Year's Eve.
Yes, it is.
That's festive.
I love you guys.
That's festive.
What a way to spend New Year's Eve. We got to do this.
Well, you know the worst part about
before
that.
The ball drops.
I can't kiss you, honey. I've got work to do.
Well, you need to have your work done before kissing
time.
That's
true.
So that's fine.
True. Yeah. Priority.
No, Craig, you've been known to be working on that on New Year's Eve.
Having a duty now.
Every year.
Finalizing it?
Every year, yeah. And we are going to have a conversation on the phone that night.
Yeah. He's in the money.
So the way it works is you pick 10 names.
10 names.
And then you get a point. If you want
and
of your
by
names,
the way, the tiebreakers are age. Anything under 100, you get points for each under.
Yeah, there's bonus points.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
In the event of a tie.
Don't you have a rule about we don't pick kids either?
Yeah, no kids.
Yeah. Is that under 18 or under 10?
It hasn't really come into play yet.
Yeah.
We'll make up that rule when we come across when we come across it. We'll go,
they're horrible people.
Oh, maybe
but not
we should have had it.
By the way,
is there anybody you had in mind?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
you know.
Good.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy, too. I forgot about that. Yeah. We'll take a break. Josh Sneed and Jason Salmon are with us this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. They'll be here today. Come back tomorrow, I'm sure. And they're there through Sunday, right, Carl?
Absolutely.
Colleen, there is a guy out there. His Deadpool name is It's a Long, but it's not that long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel honored.
I'll play the clip when we get back and explain that real quickly to these guys.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.